I'm a huge fan of your show. I think that you're the Socrates of the modern era.
Honestly, I like what you're doing. You're doing it right.
It's a breath of fresh air. Like
you're doing God's work, dog.
It's amazing. The very fact that I'm speaking to a microphone in Powell Butte, Oregon, and that it's coming out of your earbud, this is remarkable. We've been in Oregon now for 5 days. We've consumed so much alcohol. That's crazy. Are you fed up with radio?
I don't use the radio at all.
They're playing what we like. That's bullshit.
If you heard us talking to this guy on Money Monday, these people who come to you and try to sell you shit, why in the world would you feel obligated to buy anything from anyone? This makes no sense. You missed us. He is bragging about being in the multi-level marketing business.
Be nice to me.
He sounds so fast.
It's hot air. You've been blowing out your ass.
Shut the fuck out of here.
Fucking beast. I appreciate that.
The callers you remember from this year?
The guy who was seeing this woman for a couple of years and he had never gotten laid.
Caller in Portugal.
Your lamb example.
Oh, you said.
Oh, that's my balls, man.
Fuck. Mother who called in from the Philippines.
Brody?
Yeah.
I'm fucking retarded.
Who is smart? Men or women? Honey Boo Boo. Kim Kardashian. Dancing with the Stars. The fact that any of this stuff is popular is due to the low IQ of women. Make sure to get your ticket to the second annual Tom Likas Show Holiday Party from Hell. And when you come, you'll meet other people who have chemical abuse problems like yourself. These are the comments of a chick who posted on Reddit who can't figure out about her boyfriend why he hid his wealth from her. And I say she's a fucking gold digger and he knew it. It's criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. This could cause a scene. So what do you do?
I mean, this is a very, very tough situation. You say, how could you have done such a thing?
Too bad. Too bad.
But that's not a joke.
Right.
Hey, Tom, it's Adam Sack. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Fart on.
Fart on who?
Mikey Kissin.
The farter, the farter. That's what they call me. Letting them lit right in the court lobby. The small ones, the big ones. I hope I shit my underwear. Mexican candy? Fuck it. I don't care. Yeah, I'm a lawyer in crime to state. Look what happened to Mikey. I farted in his face.
I'm Adam Sack, and I'm an attorney. I have the right to remain silent but deadly.
This is Adam Sack. I'm a mobile gas chamber, and I happen to think that Mike Kingston has a little bit of enjoyment in him. That's what the cause of that was.
This is attorney Adam Stink, the Hebrew Holocaust gas oven. I would love to put a box full of pastrami sandwiches through a $1,300 juice extractor for a snack before tonight's deposition in Tarzana, man.
This is Triumph.
What is the difference between Adam Sack and a stinky Jew?
I don't know.
I really couldn't come up with a difference, Tom. It's evil. Mike! You, Adam!
He's slapping his cheeks. No! Not the stink face! The stink face! The stink face! Oh, my God! It's the stink face!
No corporation, Tom!
Tom says a segment is done. You need to shut your Twinkie hole. Hey, Jew.
What's the difference between Adam Sachs and an Arab?
I don't know.
One of them speaks gibberish and smells like a rotting camel corpse, and the other's an Arab.
Very soon, he'll perspire, a smelly farting esquire. When Mike kneels down, the farts will squirt out. Never put your face near Adam's ass.
But he's all right now. It's just gas. But he's all right. Fucking love that. He's got gas, gas, gas.
But you feel all right now. Because you passed gas, you feel all right. But Mikey down there got some gas, gas, gas.
I fart in Mikey's mouth, his mouth.
Oh, Mikey, oops, you think Jews don't fart. That was all from his butt. He's not that innocent.
Cutting the fucking cheese. I think I soiled me. Blaming it on Gary. Gastroenterology.
I don't know if the Twinkies at the show gave Adam bad B.O.
Adam.
Adam farted on me. What's he thinking of? Adam farted on me. That was so fucked up.
The two men that we know coming in with the P.O. Watch out, my kids, and he's coming for you. He's about to drop a bomb, he's just got down cannons for Stormy. Watch out, he's about to fill his drawers full of poo. Ew. Let me fart up right and left. He wants time for out of breath. He's like, I'm out of the mirror. Always keep them in the sewer. And I'm eating paper plates, they're killing me.
Don't you cut farts.
Don't touch my dog. I won't tell you again. Take your hands off the car and close the damn door. Better run for your life. Get out of here.
Bueno, Mr. Tom.
Señor Adam is very, very mad at
he
me.
He said that I stole his juice.
He said he was gonna sell on me.
He said he was gonna fire me. I didn't take the juice, Mr. Tom.
Drive through to number 3s. Add him up, bitch. Yep, that's a number 6. I didn't want to tell Adam that he smells like shit. Ding, 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 me,
Leo D'Amelio, Dino's cousin. If Dino's cool, they want to do a Christmas sugar called Whopping Around the Guinea Tree. Hit me up.
Hi, Ginaldo, Dino's cousin from Mexico. A lot about farting and frijoles and a whole lot of stuff, you know, from that Jew guy, you know, that lawyer.
So this is Dino Wilhite.
I saw Moonburn in the stomach. With them Rhodesians.
Because she embarrassed me.
Moonburn!
She's like a janitor. I do.
What's a pedophile's center part of a hockey game?
I don't know.
Before the first period.
Put rocks up in her giants at night. You put a rock, rocks in the back to night. You put rocks in a baby's giants and you think it's all right.
Health and wellness. Health and wellness.
Chris, please, cool. Turn to hear doorbell in my house. There's that dumb fat bitch for this, man. She's trying to sell me those skinny rap. She kept on talking, but then I told her, you know what? Why don't you wrap your lips around my big fat cock?
Why did Alex from Norwalk, that's me, cross the road?
I don't know.
Because Adam Sachs kept farting in my face.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
No idea.
Because it got fed up with the...
This is Alex from Mar Vista. We'll be attending the holiday party from hell. Is there going to be a DJ?
Mortal talk combat.
You be very careful. You're a bitch, you're a bitch. You been fucking niggers?
This is Jerome, Melissa's husband. This motherfucking bitch so fat the motherfucking fridge orbits around her ass and shit. Fuck that motherfucker.
Fuck that motherfucker.
I'm just a juice machine. But their underground will work credit cards too.
Be silly honest. Just calling to see if you were a boy. Needed your juice extracted.
This is Coral Joyce Kishner. I just think it's very Christian of attorney Adam Sachs to give paralyzed people yellow snack cakes to will cheer them up. That's cheer, C-H-E-E-R.
It's cathedral gonna pop in the Muslim prayer in the cathedral in the church report I read.
Hello, this is Waden. That's air is burning my nose. Because sexy smells like B.O.
That's not a joke.
That's a problem.
Adam, I don't want to hurt your feelings.
I still care for you.
But there is something that I must suggest.
That's amazing. Remarkable.
I don't see nothing wrong with some deodorant.
You gotta be kidding me.
I don't see nothing wrong.
I can't deal with it right now.
Hold on.
I know you don't mean that.
I don't see nothing wrong.
That doesn't matter.
With some Axe body spray.
No, absolutely not.
I don't see nothing wrong.
I don't know if that's even gonna work anymore.
Hold on. I see you sweating your ass off.
Really nasty.
But a bath is what you need.
Maybe appropriate.
So, Adam, wash your body tonight.
Crazy.
Wash your body.
That's a really good idea.
I'm not fooling around with you.
Serious problem.
Funky crop dusting Jew.
That's not fair.
Yes, you. Shy rock, no stink ass attorney.
I mean, this is a very, very tough situation.
Because you need some dough.
It may actually be necessary
to help you smell cream. Yes.
Right.
And while you're at it,
can't take it anymore.
Wash your pussy.
Done.
Fuck you, Adam.
Shit.
Hey, let's go on.
This is the Tom Likas Show.
What the hell is that shit?
And now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
You dick.
Tom Likas.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. This is where you find us live, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at MobiUpTom.com. You can hear our show on demand. Just go to PremiumTom.com. That's PremiumTom.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. Here we are together again. It's you, it's me. And it's another Friday edition of WAP, which is what we call Wide Open Phone. Here on the Tom Likas Show, where anything goes, anything at all. We can talk about anything that's on your mind. It could be anything we discussed on the show this week. And what a week we had. Wow. We can talk about anything you think we left out of the mix, things you think we should have talked about this week. You can call up, yell, scream, complain, jump up and down. It's all fair game, as long as you're absolutely fascinating. If you're not, we kick your ass the hell off the show. It's just that simple. All you have to do is call this handy telephone number right now. You call 901-3000-TOM right now. 901-3000-TOM. Let's do it. It's 901-3000-866. And by the way, among the things we can talk about, did you see the New England Patriots? This is such a great story. And it tells you everything you need to know about Boston. And it confirms everything I've been telling you about Boston. New England Patriots proudly announced that they had attracted their 1 millionth Twitter follower. And by the way, they were the first team in the NFL to reach 1 million Twitter followers. How do you like that? Isn't that great? And they sent out an automatic tweet congratulating the 1 millionth Twitter follower. And his Twitter handle was, and by the way, you got to see the graphic at our Facebook page. You can see it. They had a special custom-made graphic for the 1 millionth Twitter follower of the New England Patriots. And here is his Twitter handle. I hate niggers. I'm not making this up. I'm just reading it to you. So, there is a jersey. The number is 1. And the name across the back of the jersey, and this was done by the New England Patriots, at I hate niggers, with 2 S's. So the New England Patriots sent out an auto tweet today. This is true. The New England Patriots, who already have an alleged murderer who's played for the team, and he's going through the judicial process right now. Here is the tweet that came from the Patriots today to their million followers. It said, at I hate niggers, thanks for helping us become the first NFL team with 1 million followers. There you go. And it has the what looks like the signature of the owner of the Patriots, Robert Kraft. Is that who that is? Not sure. somebody from the Patriots autograph this thing. So congratulations to I Hate Niggers for being the 1 millionth follower of the New England Patriots. And, again, reminding us of everything I've always told you about New England, because that's what New England is like, okay? Are there exceptions? Sure, there are. I have friends who live in New England. But for my taste, from my experience, the majority of people who are in New England are like this guy. So, again, congratulations to I Hate Niggers. You are the 1 millionth Patriots follower on Twitter. Good work. Nice. All right. It's wide open phones here. And anything goes, anything at all. Maybe I Hate Niggers will call in today. All right. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. It's 901-3000-866.
Serving the universe from an old laundromat in Burbank. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Hey, P1s, our show and our company, The New Normal, are one big experiment. And whether we continue into the future depends on whether we can generate enough revenue to pay our guys and our various expenses. One painless way you can help to guarantee that we'll be here is to use the Amazon.com link at blowmeuptom.com or on our Facebook page. Now, we don't ask you to buy anything you don't want or need. By clicking on our Amazon link, you'll get the same low Amazon prices you always get. And Amazon will look exactly the same to you. But the New Normal gets credit every time you visit Amazon through our link. By using the Amazon link at blowmeuptom.com, you can get computers, electronics, games, clothing, just about anything. Even groceries at ridiculously low prices. And the revenue we get from Amazon helps us to keep the number of commercials to a reasonable level. Do it while you're thinking about it. Go to blowmeuptom.com or the Tom Likas Show Facebook page and click on our Amazon links to do your Amazon shopping. And pass our link along to your friends. The Amazon.com link from blowmeuptom.com.
We took an Italian from Philadelphia and a Czech from New Jersey, and we threw them in a swamp together with a limited supply of booze and pills. And shit gets crazy. They ain't just stupid, they're swamp stupid. Go to GaryAndDino.com.
All right, boys, let's talk insurance. Coslow Insurance. C-O-S-T-L-O. Now, you've probably heard Jeremy Rubin on our show. Jeremy's family has owned and operated Coslow since 1965, and they're all about getting you the right protection at the right price. Now, you know I got my Tesla Model S insured with Coslow. Well, you know I was so happy with their service. Now I've added two more of my cars and my home in the Hollywood Hills, and it's not just me. Plenty of listeners have called to tell us how thrilled they are that they've made the switch. Look, there's a reason Coslow has been in business for almost 50 years. Give them a call for a free, no-obligation quote. The number, 818-707-7711. Or visit CoslowInsurance.com and see how much you can save. Property, auto, commercial, health, or life insurance. It's 818-707-7711. Or visit CoslowInsurance.com today. Coslow. C-O-S. T-L-O. It's the Tom Likas Show at 901-3000-TOM. Don't forget the Holiday Party from Hell tickets. More than a third of them have already sold. And you can get them, but they won't last long. It's holidaypartyfromhell.com. You don't want to miss this. And you're not going to. I know you're not, because the tickets are selling very briskly. Go to holidaypartyfromhell.com. Yeah, we got a URL for that. holidaypartyfromhell.com. 901-3000-TOM. That's our telephone number. It's WAP. And I'll stay here until all the calls are gone. But that means also, if we run out of calls, I'm going to ski death. I'm telling you right now. Sam in Edinburgh, Scotland. You're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hi there, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing great, Sam. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great, Tom. So, Tom, before I get to what I want to say, I just have to mention this. You are, without a shadow of a doubt, a true visionary, a pioneer, and an absolute genius. What you've done for so many men, including myself, is you've helped to change and save our lives. I mean, there's absolutely nothing in the mainstream media that helps or guides young men like myself. Because, Tom, everything you see, you know, from the magazines and the supermarket to the kind of shows on television, everything's feminized and aimed for the female demographic. So, essentially, Tom, you're the light at the end of the dark tunnel that guys like myself are looking for. And I don't think enough men give you, Dino and Gary, the credit you guys truly deserve. So, firstly, I just want to say thank you for all the help and the advice that you've given to young guys like myself, and it really is appreciated.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Thank you so much. I think that dark tunnel is actually a vagina, or at least it looks like a vagina.
Yeah, Tom. Tom, I just wanted to comment on the topic you brought up on Wednesday's show about whether men are intellectually more superior to women.
I remember it well.
Yeah, and Tom, I have to absolutely agree with you. The answer is yes, men are more intellectually superior to women. And Tom, I've got three arguments that I just want to say, if that's okay with you.
Of course.
Yeah, so Tom, the first argument I want to say is, if you look back through history, what you'll notice are that the greatest industrialists, business innovators, and entrepreneurs of our time were all men. I mean, that's not an opinion, but an actual fact. From Andrew Carnegie to Lakshmi Mittal to Bill Gates to Tom Likas to Richard Branson, Henry Ford, the list goes on and on. And what does that show you? It shows you that men are the real innovators and entrepreneurs of our world. Men build, create, and revolutionize our world. And how many women can do that in comparison? You know, not that many. And the only good thing that women are good at inventing are false rape accusations and spreading their legs open and having unwanted kids. That's the truth. And you know,
don't forget fucking child molesters as Honey Boo Boo's mom allegedly has been doing.
Oh my God, I haven't heard about that, but I'll definitely look into that, Tom. But Tom, this leads to my second point. Women will never be able to compete and strive on the same level as men. I mean, Tom, if you look at the charts and surveys about recent employment figures, what you'll notice is that there's now apparently more women in the workplace than men. So why is that? And I'll simply tell you this. Unlike men, men who have to compete and earn their way into the world by our own merit, hard work, and achievements, women, on the other hand, they need to resort towards using their sex appeal, good looks, and feminism when it comes to securing employment. And Tom, to tell you the truth, feminism, it's a repulsive, toxic poison, and what it shamelessly and secretly advocates for is superiority over men. You know, which is why if you look around, Tom, you'll see that you have the creation of HR departments and female hiring managers. And, you know, HR departments, they're very well known for discriminating against men. So, you know, instead of hiring men who are very intellectual and well qualified for a position in the company, what's going to happen is that they're going to give the job to a less suitable and less qualified female candidate. I've seen it happen so many times, Tom, and it's an absolute joke, a mental illness, if you ask me.
How about all the women who file these lawsuits in the office saying we're sexually harassing
them? It's absolutely ridiculous, Tom. That's absolutely true. And if you look at today's women, they're bossy, they're aggressive, they're always talking about their careers, they're self-entitled and very bitchy in their attitude and mentality. And yet, they've got the nerve and the audacity to ask, where did all the good men go? You know, I'll tell you what, Tom, I'll tell you where we went. We decided to cross the road when we saw those feminazis.
Yeah, and by the way, one of the many reasons for being an entrepreneur and forming your own business, you don't have to hire any women. You don't have to listen to them.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah, don't have to have sexual harassment videos being shown in the office or allegations of what you did or didn't do. Guess what? Now it's not an issue for us anymore.
I know, that's great. And, you know, when it comes to listening to your own radio station, Tom, I'm sure you've inspired a lot of men, you know, to go into entrepreneurship. And, Tom, you know, my final argument, and I think this is the final point which will nail the argument that men are intellectually superior than women, it's the classic the classic analysis of the cost of raising a child and the kind of world we bring them up in. You know, I remember reading a lot of reports and hearing you mention it several times, Tom, you know, that the cost of raising a child is, you know, astronomical, and that, you know, for example, in the UK, you know, it costs over £200,000 to raise a child, not to, you know, mention the fact that they have no future because, you know, a lot of jobs are being replaced by technology and automation. So, you know, in this case, most men will think with logic, ration and common sense about whether to bring a child into this world, because that's what we do as men. We think. Men are pragmatic and we're practical. But Tom, women on the other hand, instead of relying on intellect, they would rather rely on their instincts. They think with their emotions. You know, they don't care about logic. They don't adhere towards it. And, you know, essentially, Tom, women are selfish. They only think for themselves, you know, rather than the welfare of the actual child.
Well, many of them have a child as an annuity, you know, as a way to get revenue coming in for another quarter century, as a way to continue to harangue and harass us long after they're gone, long after we're gone. You have to look at the motivations of women. You have to look at that, and I know you do.
Yeah, and Tom, you're absolutely right about this as well. I think I remember hearing this a long time ago, but let's not forget, when it comes to personal finance and financial management, women are a disaster when it comes to money. You know, they can't save anything for a rainy day, and they're always broke. You know, they don't have any knowledge, you know, about saving for retirement, investing their money in shares and property. But men, we, on the other hand, we know how to do everything like that. And, you know, when we listen to shows like your show, you know, Money Mondays, you know, you give us all the great financial advice, tool, knowledge that we men need. You know, women, on the other hand, you know, it's just a complete, you know, different ballgame altogether.
Totally agree with everything you're saying. And I'm glad you found us, and I'm glad we can be there for you.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. And I just want to finally say this, if that's okay.
Of course.
Yeah, basically, you know, Tom, you know, those three arguments simply prove that, you know, men are superior to women. And sometimes, you know, you'll probably get some women ranting, you know, against this, or some, you know, mangina saying, oh, I know this woman, you know, who does this and does this. Okay, that's fine. You know, there might be some exceptional woman, but that's what it is. It's just an exception to the rule. Unfortunately, the vast majority of women can't do what men are great at doing. You know, that's why they fail when it comes to being a leader. They fail at saving money. And more importantly, Tom, they fail at being a traditional feminine wife or mother. I mean, they suck at it. Look at the divorce statistics, the number of single mothers, you know, who are living in poverty and struggling to make ends meet. And, you know, that's why, Tom, you know, the manosphere is growing. I think, you know, a lot more men are now waking up from the matrix and they're taking the red pill. I mean, we're seeing the shit happening in front of our faces. And it's thanks to men like you, Tom, strong men like you, that a lot of men are now embracing their masculinity. And I just want to say thank you, Tom, you know, for giving me the opportunity to talk on your show. And I really hope you reach your $1 profit. And, you know, if you do, I wish you a brilliant 2015.
Thank you so much, Sam. It means a lot.
Thank you, Tom.
Appreciate the call. There goes Sam in Edinburgh. 901-3000, Tom. That is our telephone number. Oh, sure, there are intelligent women out there. I've also seen pigs skateboarding. I've also seen a cat who can sit on the toilet and then flush the toilet after he's taken a dump. That does happen occasionally, just not that often. 901-3000, Tom, is our telephone number. Justin in Detroit. You're on the Tom Likas show. Justin, hello.
Hey, good afternoon, Tom.
Hi.
So I got a question for you. I've got a situation coming up. I have a job interview coming up. This will actually be the second of two so far that I have coming up for a possible position with a competitor to the company that I'm with currently, in a position that is somewhat similar to the one that I'm in. And I need some guidance here, I think.
Okay.
Because it's gonna, you know, if I ended up taking this position, if it's even offered to me, the initial salary, so far as I could tell, is going to be roughly the same, but it will lack some of the benefits that I currently get from my company, such as a company vehicle, company phone, gas card, maintenance card, and all that stuff. The thing with this possible job is that I'd be better suited for it than I am for the position that I'm currently in. I'll be honest, I suck at my job right now. The job itself changed from when I interviewed for it to even now. I mean, it's continuously changing. This job that I'm interviewing for, the training will be better. There will be a better mixture of field time, sales time, and inside time, stuff that I can actually do. It's just going to be a trade-off, I think, in the short and immediate term, and I'm not sure if, you know, the risk is really worth it.
Good question.
Of, you know, on top of which, I've got a house that I have to pay for. I would have to buy an actual vehicle, you know, which I would have to take out a loan for.
You mean your current job or the new job?
With the new job. I don't own a personal vehicle. I have a company vehicle that's assigned to me. I take home. Company pays for the gas and all that stuff. I mean, it's worth.
So let me ask you a question. Your company gives you all these benefits, car, a gas card, more money. Do they complain about the quality of your work? Do they threaten to fire you? Do they give you reviews and tell you you're not measuring up? What makes you think you're not enough for this job?
Well, I mean, there is some grumbling about my numbers. I'm measured based on revenue that I bring in, and I don't.
Are you in sales? Is that what you do?
It's a mixture of sales and service. I sell my service. And then I perform the service, and I sell products as well. I'm just not all that good at it. You know, I get the feeling they're tolerating me for the time being until I pick up and get more accustomed, you know, do better on my job. I'm just not sure that I can do better on my job. I think I got into a position where I'm, you know, kind of out of my league, so to speak.
So what you're doing is you're quitting before they wise up and fire you? Is that what you're telling me?
That's more or less where I'm, you know, there's no real indication that they're going to fire me, but I don't know how long I can pull off. I don't want to say I'm faking that I know how to do my job. I'm just not very good at it. So I guess maybe I'm just faking.
Let me ask you another question. Can you get better at your job?
It would take a while. Yeah, I came in with a pretty severe handicap. I think when I came in, I have a military background, and I realized this after the fact what they did. I put certain things on my resume that I think they misinterpreted, and that's how I landed this job. You know, they thought that I had experience in industrial automation, which on the face of my resume, it looked like that. But what I did in the military had absolutely nothing to do with what I'm doing now. So it was a very steep learning curve, and I'm still not even up to speed. It's going to take probably a couple more years before I get to the point where I can do my job in a way that it needs to be done. I mean, there are all kinds of risks for me and for companies if I don't do my job well. There was an explosion at a refinery in Texas a number of years ago that. I wasn't involved with or anything, you know, in that explosion or anything, but it's the kind of explosion that would happen if I didn't do my job in the way that I was supposed to do. And I don't know enough about what I'm doing to actually do this.
Right. And you could be, if you did something like that, in some way you could be held liable for it.
Yeah, I could be held liable. I could die. Lots of other people could, you know, die. I mean, that's what it comes down to with this job.
Well, these are good reasons. I wanted to make sure. That before you leave this job with all the benefits and the money and whatever, you know, I wanted to make sure it was not salvageable for you, and apparently it's not.
So, I mean, you know, I guess it's giving up an awful lot. And, you know, it would put me in debt to leave this job and leave the job and take the new job that, you know, an offer is likely to come of, you know, this interview that I've got coming up, if all goes well, which I don't anticipate not going well.
Now let me ask you this. Is that the only job there is, the job you're applying for? Aren't there jobs that pay better?
I didn't actually go out seeking this job. A recruiter on LinkedIn actually found me and just shot me a message just out of the blue. And I did my research, and this is something more up my alley. It's it'd be involving laboratory work, some sales, some service, but a lot of lab work, some factory work, stuff that's much less dangerous. It's just the pay, the base pay would be about the same. There's the opportunity for commission and bonus, but it's a big trade-off for me. It'd be a completely different lifestyle. Plus, I would have to drive 40 minutes every day. If I don't feel like going to the office now, I don't go to the office. I just, quote-unquote, work from home, which involves playing video games, and reading, and exercising.
Right.
I mean, it's...
They're going to figure that out eventually. You know that. If it's a good company.
That's what I'm afraid of. And it's just, with this new company... I've already asked this question. If I don't measure up in 9 months, what'll happen? We'll give you we'll review your performance up to that point, and if we don't feel that you're qualified to go into the field, we're just gonna have to move along. So that I guess is a risk, is that I take this new job, it doesn't pan out in 9 months, and then I'm out of this job, and I'm out of the job that I'm currently at now. And I've got no strong foundation on which I can rely for getting a job. Because I have no experience and qualifications in the job I'm in now, no technical background in the job that I would be going into outside of my military experience from half a decade ago, actually more. So, it's a big life change and a huge risk, and I'm not sure.
I understand that. There's no doubt you need to leave your current job. I understand that. But the question is, could you do better in finding another job? I mean, this job found you. The question is, how ambitious are you?
Well, I want a job that I can excel in. There's no question about that. It's just, I live in the Detroit area, and, I could sell my house, I guess. That wouldn't be too much of an issue.
You wouldn't be the first.
A lot of houses
in Detroit have been sold.
Well, yeah, it's a tough market, and I got this house at a steal. Right about the end of the downturn. I couldn't have asked for a better house, better location for the price. And I think I've checked on the value of it, and it's certainly gone up quite a bit.
And that could be an opportune time to sell it and move to a more lucrative job market too.
Well, yeah, I guess there are all different kinds of locations where I could work. That, given my job history, I mean, if I had to fake it again to get a job to move to somewhere where I actually want to live, I interview well. That's one thing I do well.
Well, there's a lot of places that are more fun to live than Detroit these days.
Oh, yeah, this place is a shithole. I tell you. I know, you've been here, yes.
I've not only been there many times, but I skimmed off the cream. I got the best of it. A Greek town, expensive restaurants, all of that. I've done all of it.
Yeah. Is there anything that... Is there anything that I should pay attention to? I guess this is your follow-up question. I don't know if you got time.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is there anything I should pay attention to during the interview process? I think I've got a list of questions that I've already lined up to ask the potential boss and HR.
Well,
person.
Clearly you want to know if you can work your way up. That's a very important question because you're giving up a lot to go there.
Oh, let me ask you a very specific question on this. I don't know how I should, if they ask this question or these questions. They're obviously going to, check the references, probably, call up our HR department. Hopefully not, because that would kind of tip my hand. But there was an incident early on in the company. I was, out of the military and new to this company. I don't want to say that I didn't know better. This was blown out of proportion. I threatened to stab somebody with a spork, S-P-O-R-K, jokingly, yeah. And he took it very seriously. It went all the way up to HR. You know, they were threatening to sue, and you know the management and HR they read the email and they just completely blew it off. And this guy's no longer with the company. But you know, if this new company, you know, because they put on their job listing, you know, must be above reproach, you know, great ethics, all that crap. If they, you know, if this comes up, how should I address this?
You should talk about it the way you just did with me. And also, let's face it, I wouldn't worry too much about this because what companies are concerned about is honesty. Are you going to steal from them? Are you going to give up company secrets? Threatening to stab somebody with a plastic spork in the company lunchroom years ago, I don't think that's going to ace you out of a job.
Well, this was 3 years. Yeah, I guess it was years ago.
It is years ago.
I just, yeah.
Look, it happened.
Note to myself: don't use company email for non-company communications.
Right. Well, you know what I recommend to people? Do not talk to people at work, except with work.
I'm fortunate enough that I have an office to myself. I'm an office of one.
No, but at some point you have to walk through the office. And one thing I recommend to everybody, don't talk to people if you don't have to.
Yeah.
Don't email them if you don't have to.
Well, yeah, I've definitely learned that. You know, I was new to the corporate world. And, you know, in the military, you get away with an awful lot, fighting and all sorts of other things. But,
But in the military, for the benefit of the people who are in the military listening right now, there's more and more lawsuits now. It's more and more women in the military and another place where men can really get sued and hurt badly.
Well, yeah, I think I was fortunate. The line of work that I was in, even in the line of work that I'm in now, not too many women were involved. I used to listen to you when I was up in north of Seattle. And, I kind of gave a chuckle to all those idiots who were talking and dealing with women in their office because we didn't have any in my shop or on the boat, or in my shop on the boat that I was on. But I should have paid more attention to the HR episodes, I think.
Yes. Remember, we used to do entire hours where HR directors were calling in and telling their most uncomfortable stories. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. I remember those. If you're able to do one of those, I mean, I missed your opportunity where you were asking listeners what they, what topics they wanted to discuss. That would be right at the top of my list again.
Yes. Well, no doubt that will come up again, too, I got to tell you. Justin, a very good call. Thank you. Appreciate it. Good luck in your interview, by the way. And hopefully I was able to help you somehow. It's Friday. It's WAP on the Tom Likas Show. And it's whatever's on your mind, and I'm only staying until the phones run out, boys. So that means if you've got some content for the content kitty, this is the time to call in and feed. Look at how hungry she is. Oh, boy. That sometimes gets a little too much content, like on Be Funny this week. All right. Do call in. We have an opening for you right now at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. It's 901-3000-866.
Tom Likas, the Internet's most listened to call-in show. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
You know I've been preaching for years about following your dreams and achieving success. The last thing you need is to get held back by a legal problem, criminal, domestic violence, traffic violations, DUI, whatever. Don't use the public defender. Instead, call the law offices of Adam Sachs now for a free consultation at 800-340-7320. Stand up for yourself. Mount a real defense and get the charges dismissed or at least reduced. Use an experienced criminal law attorney that you can trust who has long supported our show. Adam has been in practice for 20 years. He never gives up, never runs from a fight. He knows the ins and outs of the courts, police procedures, and how to get things fixed. He'll even give you his cell phone number so he can always be reached. Already been convicted? Addict can have your record wiped clean, and you can start over with a fresh slate. Cases are done on a flat rate basis, not hourly. And he has affordable monthly payment plans. He even takes credit cards. Don't just plead guilty. Call this number. 800-340-7320. The law offices of Adam Sachs. 800-340-7320. It's time to man up.
New normal rock. Newer, faster, harder rock. 24-7. Listen now or we'll pee on your rug.
They pee on your fucking rug.
Pee on my fucking rug.
Find us at newnormalrock.com and ask like tune in.
They peed on your fucking rug.
No ballots, no broads, no bullshit.
You got the wrong guy. I'm the dude, man.
Don't make us pee on your rug.
New normal rock.
Devin Bronson is back with us. We're going to talk a little bit about the black box. And I've got to tell you, I own a black box, have it at home, use it at the ranch regularly. We've got a black box in studio. All the guys have one. We all love it. But what's interesting about the black box is you don't have to use it at home. You can take it on the road with you as well.
Absolutely. This is the rock and roll portable audio system. So it's not only used at home. It can be used in your car. It comes with a 12-volt adapter so you can power it, take it to tailgates, at concerts. Take it in an RV when you go camping, anywhere you want to listen to music.
Now, this is not made like one of those iPhone docking stations, all plastic, lousy sound. It's a big, booming device.
Plastic audio docks always break and they always distort, for me at least, and I hated that about those. So I wanted to make something that was different, make it out of wood, make it out of metal, durable, have a next to nothing distortion ratio when you crank it all the way up.
Now, how can someone get a black box?
You can go to our website. It's bnaudio.com and enter promo code Tom in their checkout and get 20% off.
That's bnaudio.com. Mention the promo code Tom and get 20% off. You are going to love the black box. Tom Likas Show at 901-3000. Tom is WAP wide open phone. 901-3000. Tom is our telephone number. It's 901-3000-866. Tickets continue to sell for the holiday party from hell. It's going to be Thursday night, December 11th, 8 p.m. at the Garage. In the Palm section of L.A., near the intersection of the 10 and the 405 freeway. We're all going to be there. Last year's holiday party from hell was insane. And I expect this one will be even crazier.
Are you guys going to have like a DJ?
Well, I don't think so. But if you'd like to go, just go to holidaypartyfromhell.com and get your tickets right now. It's HolidayPartyFromHell.com. 901-3000 Tom. That is our telephone number. John in Campbell, California. You're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to let you and your listeners know that while Blow Me Up, Tom, can get blocked by a company's firewall, because at least at my company, and it got tagged as an adult site, subscribing to Premium Tom will get you through the firewall. And I've done that. So I'm a Premium Tom subscriber. And now I get to listen to your show, you know, while at work, as opposed to having to wait till after hours and I'm looking for a Wi-Fi connection.
I love that.
Yeah. So fellow listeners, you know, subscribe. It's worth it. It's so worth
it. By the way, you should also know that TuneIn is not blocked in your office, more than likely. And if you find us on TuneIn, you can likely listen to us there as well.
There you go. There you go. Lots of reasons to subscribe. I've been listening to all the shows all the way from the beginning. It's worth it. It's so much value in listening to you, learning about the history. I was laughing at one of Suleiman's first call-ins the other day. It's fantastic stuff. It's like a fun history lesson, if you will.
Right. I mean, you know, the probably the most popular podcast there is Day One.
Uh-huh.
the day that all that we crashed every server in creation.
Was that the letter? Letter to the CEO of the New Normal?
No. That we had had a in the 3 years I was off the air, we had a countdown clock counting to the day and time that the next Tom Likas show would be on.
Oh man!
And people had been following that clock, and the result was that at 3 o'clock on April 2nd, 2012, everybody tried to get online at once, and I mean
nice.
Everybody. And
nice.
We crashed iTunes, we crashed Shoutcast. I mean, go down the list. We crashed everything. And if you go back, you can hear what that sounded like.
What a great problem to have.
I'm not complaining. Believe me. A lot of people had to hear that show by listening to the replay or by subscribing. But we didn't do it on purpose. We had no idea that that would be the result.
Well, yeah. I mean, who knew, right? There's no way to know ahead of time, so.
Exactly.
Fantastic. But, yeah, I want to let you know. I want to let all the listeners know. Subscribing to Premium Tom can get you past a lot of company firewalls. It did with mine. Of course, I'm not going to mention my company. But try it out. $5 will let you know.
Right.
19 will get you on for good.
That's right. Exactly right. And you can be in the office listening without commercials, even if your company doesn't like it.
Exactly. I actually chose to listen to commercials because I'm also an advertiser. I just wanted to see what commercials have lasted through the few years you've been on. So it helps me. But for everybody else, I'm sure it makes a lot of sense to skip the commercials if you can, save yourself some time, and get pure time in its purest essence.
I love that. I do.
Right on, my friend. All
John?
Right, there's nothing else. Go ahead and blow me up.
Okay, here you go, John. It's WAP, Wide Open Phones, on the Tom Likas Show. We do this every Friday live at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Phones are a little light today, boys and girls, and we'd like to do a full show, but you have to play with us here in the sandbox. And so I recommend you start dialing right now at 901-3000-TOM. Get on hold. I mean, literally, it's anything you could think of to talk about. We had a very interesting week on the show. There are certainly many things we could be talking about, but we need you to participate. So if you'd like a full-length show, call right now at 901-3000-TOM. Okay, and when I come back from News for Guys, I expect to see a full board here. All right, boys and girls? 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. It's 901-3000-866.
So, how do you like our
little internet project?
Now,
901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary Zeno.
Sports.
We are brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner, get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the now fully digital magazine devoted to beer. It's Sports. Beer Magazine. Walmart workers planning on a Black Friday protest over their wages.
What's the issue here?
Wages.
They need more? I thought it was health insurance.
They want less.
No, they were looking for health insurance and the getting rid of part-time employees to make them full-time. So that was their last gripe.
Mm.
Well, I challenge them to walk out because what's going to happen is the needs for jobs, will they'll just fire them. Have a nice time. Good luck.
The labor group Our Walmart said it had protested 1,200 to 1,400 Walmart stores last Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, obviously.
How'd that work out?
Not too good.
I love Walmart.
They're all still there.
Yep. I love Walmart. So
me
I don't
too.
Know.
And you know
I'm
what I like
joking.
About Walmart? The prices. And you know why the prices are so good? Because they pay their employees like shit.
No. The prices entice me.
They ridicule you.
They only ridicule me for going there throughout my lifetime.
The Los Angeles School District has parted ways with a lawyer who successfully defended it in a sexual abuse lawsuit by blaming a 14-year-old girl for having sex with a teacher.
Yeah.
This lawyer basically turned this case into this chick being a slut, this 14.
Correct. The lawyer stated that the girl was 14, therefore knowing exactly what she was doing at the age of 14.
That is pretty fucking awesome, dude. I believe that's the first time that's been done.
This guy must be amazing, because to sell that, he gives hope for child molesters everywhere.
He certainly does. He's taking some heat for that.
He's going to help out many a children bang their teacher. Thank you.
Right. I really wish I was going to
LAUSD. Yeah.
You're adding a letter there.
LAUSD.
All right.
Unfortunately, in my morning job, I have to fucking say it all the time, so believe me. LAUSD.
All right. Stop saying it. There's a teacher-student allegation out of Blount County, Alabama.
Blount?
I know.
Wasn't there Corey Blount on the Lakers at one point?
Something like that.
Or Clippers.
Superintendent says it's heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. The 28-year-old broad who was banging the Childress.
Not bad. A little chunky, but not bad.
There was apparently some oral sex going on in cars, and also sexually explicit photos shared of her breasts and vagina.
I kind of want to see it.
I
want to
see the
giants. A little bit happy.
It's heartbreaking, but I want to see the giants.
Me too.
I wonder if this little kid's a slut.
Right, they're going to get blamed.
Hey, bingo. This Mama June thing gets more and more interesting. Apparently, she was prosecuted for not paying child support for the molested daughter.
Yeah, this is what we're dealing with. Our friend there, Mama June, had been such a clusterfuck back in the day, as if she's not now, but back in the day, she pawned off the girl the grandmother, and all she had to do was pay $100 a month in child support. But I guess when the Henry County DA took a look at these stuff, they said that, you're behind $4,144.62 behind. Oh, boy.
She willfully and continuously refused to comply.
Continuously refused to comply.
And by the way, what about our friends over there at the network? They didn't do their research on this situation?
Of course they did. They profited enough, and now they's done.
Wow. That's pretty awesome.
And now they's done.
All right. A little twist. Apparently wanted for felony arrest. Or felony arrest. What's his felony arrest warrant for?
Here it is.
What would Lil Twist do?
A home invasion and robbery situation. Here's the situation. According to the Popo, Twist and four other dudes busted into this dude's apartment and pummeled him with some brass knuckles and stole his wallet and his cell phone and then took off. The Twist is on the run. So if you see an African-American male about 5'4" running around, be on lookout.
Yeah. Finally, sad news today. Apparently, D.M. Brown, MTV star, they call her. I don't remember this, bro.
She's hot, really? Man, but she's no longer with us. Oh. I had I went to some one of those parties for Nissan. I hung out with her.
Yeah.
And I said that, you know, she already beat cancer once by the time I was talking to her. I'm like, this is awesome. And I was staring at her breasts the whole time. And I guess she's done.
In talking about her beating cancer, did you talk about her, you beating off to her? Or no?
I got to that point. I was going to ask her out, too. I was so close. I don't know what the fuck was happening.
Wow.
I think I was high. I think I was living with you at the time.
Oh, Jesus.
And I went to some one of them stupid hands.
Yeah, you had like a weird MTV connections.
Right? I did. And I had gone there. Oh, stop it. Don't bring up that, please. And you know, Tom with the asshole sheets. Everything's going to come together at once. Anyway,
nice little bit of history there.
Mm-hmm. Somebody was with a real worlder. Yay! This girl was hot, unlike the other one, and I was talking to her. I'm just kidding. Not really. She had great breasts, though, but she got them reduced.
Yeah. That's a crime.
That is a crime.
Yeah,
that is thumbing your nose at God.
Right. Gave you titties for a reason.
Come on.
So Dino could enjoy them.
Love
them. Hey, there's plenty more at newsforguys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
Good work.
Check out the podcast. GaryandDino.com is where you find a brand new show every single Friday. There's a new one up there today. Mr. Bobby's Neighborhood. Holy shit.
Yeah, it is. Believe me, it's a neighborhood you want to visit.
From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, we're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Attention readers, if you're a fan of thrillers like Dan Brown's Da Vinci Code, you won't want to miss this. It's The Simulacrum by Brad Seggy and Linda Yesick, a fast-paced conspiracy thriller that'll pull you in from the very first page. Follow the story of a duo that discovers a secret society of scientists who've been falsifying records, calling into question one of the most important scientific theories of mankind. Kirkus Reviews says, The Simulacrum moves at a brisk pace, with short chapters, snappy dialogue, and great chemistry between the two leads as they jet from one destination to another, one revelation to the next, one precarious bit of danger after the other. The Simulacrum, a quick-moving thriller with an intriguing scientific mystery. Available at Amazon for just $9.99 paperback and $3.99 on Kindle and Nook. That's spelled S-I-M-U-L-A-C-R-U-M. The Simulacrum. This thriller delivers.
This is the new normal.